Act 1, Scene 1, Duke Orsino's Palace. Thunder and lightning, the sound of crashing waves, and battering winds. Our story begins when two identical twins, Viola and Sebastian, are separated at sea when a violent storm destroys their ship. But as fate would have it, they both survive and wash up on the shore of an island called Illyria. However, they wash up on different sides of the island, and they think that the other was killed in the storm. See you soon, Sebastian. We will get to know Viola first. In order to make enough money to get back home, she borrows men's clothing from a sea captain and works as a page boy for Duke Orsino, the most powerful man in Illyria. Orsino, mopingly, sinks into a chair as he speaks.
If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it, that surfeiting, the appetite may sicken and so die. That strain again, it had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet sound that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough! No more! 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Oh, spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou! Who saw Cesario?
Viola goes to Orsino. Viola, now disguised as a boy named Cesario, quickly becomes Orsino's favorite worker and his confidant. So he gives her the all-important task of delivering a fancy love letter to a beautiful duchess named Olivia.
Stand you a while aloof. Cesario, thou knowest no less but all.
See you, Orsino is painfully in love with Olivia, has been for years, but what makes his love even more painful is that Olivia has never, ever loved him back.
Cesario, thou knowest no less but all. I have unclasped to thee the book even of my secret soul. There, good youth, address thy gate unto her. Be not denied access, stand at her doors, and tell them there thy fixed foot shall grow till thou have audience.
Sure, my noble lord. She'll never will admit me.
Be clamorous and leap all civil bounds rather than make an unprofited return.
Say I do speak with her, my lord. What then?
Oh, then unfold the passion of my love. Surprise her with discourse of my dear faith. It shall become thee well to act my woes.
I think not so, my lord.
Dear lad, believe it. Prosper well in this, and thou shalt live as freely as thy lord. To call his fortunes thine.
I'll do my best to woo your lady.
Orsino hands her a love letter to deliver, gives her a big hug, and exit. Viola watches him go.
Yet I bar for strife, where'er I woo, myself would be his wife.
Act 1, Scene 2, Olivia's House. Olivia, kneeling and praying in front of two grave headstones, she is in black mourning clothes with a veil over her face. Olivia has vowed a life of private mourning for 7 years, because within the past year, both her father and her brother have died. But the arrival of this dashing and witty page boy named Cesario sends Olivia and her court of characters into quite a stir. Enter Sir Toby Belch, stumbling. He is being led by the court jester, Festy. Sir Toby is drunk.
Oh, madam, there is at the gate a young gentleman much desired to speak to you.
Oh, by my honor, half drunk. What is he at the gate, uncle?
A gentleman!
What gentleman?
Tis a gentleman here. A plague on those pickle herring.
Uncle, how have you come so early by this lethargy?
Lechery? I defy lechery. There's one at the gate.
Aye, marry, what is he?
Let him be the devil. I care not.
What's a drunken man like, a fool?
Oh, like a drowned man. A fool and a madman. One draught above heat makes him a fool, the second maddens him, and the third drowns him.
Toby's in the third degree of drink. He's drowned. Go, look after him.
Oh, He is but mad yet, Madonna. The fool shall look after the madman.
They exit. Enter Marvolio, Olivia's stuffy, no-fun steward.
Madam, yonder young fellow swears he will speak with you. I told him you were sick. He takes on him to understand so much. And therefore, he comes to speak with you. I told him you were asleep. He seems to have foreknowledge of that, too, and therefore comes to speak with you. What is to be said with him, my lady?
Tell him he shall not speak with me.
Has been told so. And he says he'll stand at your door like a sheriff's post and be the supporter to a bench, but he'll speak with you.
Well, let him approach and call my gentlewoman.
Gentlewoman, my lady calls.
Marvolio exits. Enter Maria, a head attendant. She's a spicy meatball.
We'll once more hear Orsino's embassy.
They both put their veils over their faces and stand side by side. Enter Viola as Cesario, of course.
The honorable lady of the house, which is she?
Speak to me. I shall answer for her. Your will.
Reciting Orsino's love letter from memory.
Most radiant, exquisite, and unmatchable beauty.
Oh, come to what is important in your speech. I forgive you the praise.
Alas, I took great pains to study it, and 'tis poetical.
It is the more like to be feigned. I pray you, keep it in. I heard you were saucy at my gates and allowed your approach rather to wonder at you than to hear you.
Will you hoist sail, sir? Here lies your way.
No good swabber. I'm to hold here a little longer.
Speak your office.
It alone concerns your ear.
Give us this place alone. We will hear this divinity.
Exit Maria.
Now, sir, what is your text?
Most sweet lady.
A comfortable doctrine, and much may be said of it. Where lies your text?
In Orsino's bosom.
In his bosom? In what chapter of his bosom?
In the first of his heart.
Oh, I have read it. It is heresy. Have you no more to say?
Good madam, let me see your face.
Have you any commission from your lord to negotiate with my face? You are now out of your text. But we will draw the curtain and show you the picture.
Olivia unveils.
I see what you are. You are too proud. But if you were the devil, you are fair. My lord and master loves you.
Oh, how does he love me?
With adorations, fertile tears, with groans that thunder love, with sighs of fire.
Your lord does not know my mind. I cannot love him. He might have took his answer long ago.
If I did love you in my master's flame, with such a suffering, such a deadly life, in your denial I would find no sense. I would not understand it.
Why, what would you?
Make me a willow cabin at your gate, and call upon my soul within the house. Write loyal cantons of uncontempted love, and sing them aloud even in the dead of night. Halloo your name to the reverberant hills, and make the babbling gossip of the air cry out, Olivia!
Now, extremely impressed, this is the best poetry Olivia has ever heard.
You might do much. What is your parentage?
Above my fortunes, yet my state as well. I am a gentleman.
Get you to your lord. I cannot love him. Let him sin no more. Unless, perchance, you come to me again to tell me how he takes it. Fare you well.
Farewell, fair cruelty.
What is your parentage? Above my fortunes, yet my state is well. I am a gentleman. I'll be sworn thou art. Phew, not too fast. Soft, soft. Even so quickly may one catch the plague. Methinks I feel this youth's perfections with an invisible and subtle stealth to creep it at mine eyes. Well, let it be.
Olivia exits, all a flutter with love.